And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of July, 2013. It's Independence Day, celebrating the day in 1776 that the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence and the United States officially broke from the rule of England. And on this day in 1855, Walt Whitman published the first edition of Leaves of Grass, consisting of 12 poems published anonymously. Whitman set much of the type by himself and paid for its printing. Over his lifetime, he published 8 more editions, adding poems every time. There were 122 new poems in the third edition alone, and the final so-called Death Edition, published in 1891, contained almost 400 poems. The 1855 edition contained a preface, and in it Whitman wrote, "This is what you shall do. Love the earth and sun and the animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone that asks. Stand up for the stupid and crazy. Devote your income and labor to others. Hate tyrants. Argue not concerning God. Have patience and indulgence toward the people. Take off your hat to nothing, known or unknown, or to any man or number of men. Go freely with the powerful, uneducated persons, and with the young, and with the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air, every season of every year of your life. Re-examine all you have been told at school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul, and your very flesh shall be a great poem and shall have the richest fluency, not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face and between the lashes of your eyes and in every motion and joint of your body." And on this day in 1931, James Joyce finally married Nora Barnacle at the Kensington Registry Office in London. They had been living together for 26 years. It's the birthday of literary critic Lionel Trilling, born in New York City in 1905, one of the last literary critics that people read even if they weren't English majors, best known for a collection of essays published after his death called The Moral Obligation to Be Intelligent. And it's the birthday of the essential American novelist Nathaniel Hawthorne, born in Salem, Massachusetts in 1804, author of The Scarlet Letter and The House of the Seven Gables. And here's a poem by George Green entitled To a Young Girl in Washington Square Park. "Lolling beneath the Garibaldi statue, you look like some pre-Raphaelite Cordelia, except you're tarted up for rock and roll. Your beauty is the barrel you'll go over the falls in, and you're copping now, I see. I hope it's only pot. Oh, I would row you back to Asalot, and swiftly, too, but that's just not my job. You're on your own, and while you gamble off to get your buzz, the statue tries to pull its damaged sword snapped off by hooligans eons ago. That sword reminds me now of Marshal Ney, who charged at Waterloo with half a saber brandished above his powder-blackened head. 5 horses fell from under him before, unscathed, he made it out at last on foot, only to find disaster on the roads and gallantry in short supply, though he would tramp along, apparently unshaken, to Paris and a Bourbon firing squad." To a Young Girl in Washington Square Park, a poem by George Green from his collection Lord Byron's Foot, published by St. Augustine's Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you'll join us next time.